on Guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah. It's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internets. CJSF.ca. Huh, huh, huh.
Here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to the Bunker Fair, listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and a special show this week, Daffodil.
Why is it special?
Well, the R Company messaged me and forwarded us some money to say that our show this week is sponsored by the letter R.
So the other 25 letters are all jealous.
I hope so. That way it's more money for us.
Okay.
We got to keep going somehow. So the R Company, wherever they are.
Or whatever they are, or
yes,
whoever they are.
I tell you, it's a pirate's favorite letter. R, matey.
This is true.
And on the show, featuring songs from the letter R, we have... Oh, I don't want to say this. I'm not going to say this.
No.
Later. We've got the Court Jesters, Paul Freeze, Merle Ives, Sherry Elf. Shortly, though, we have Geraldo and Rico Suave.
But we're starting off with one of my favorite songs.
Hi-ho, it's Kermit here to sing the Rainbow Connection right here on...
It's Cheese Please, brought to you by the letter R.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. Heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me, all of us on voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
A show for the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Chico bien portado, un joven responsable y siempre bien vestido. Yo no sé quién ha mentido. I don't drink or smoke and into dope. What kind of coke? You ask me how do I do it? I cope. My only addiction has to do with a female species. I eat them raw like sushi. No me gusta interno, mi estilo es moderno. Si me enfermo, yo me enfermo. Mi apariencia es dura, vivo en la locura. No me vengan con ternuras. So please don't judge a book by its cover. There's more to being a Latin lover. You gotta know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. The price you pay for being a gigolo.
Rico. Suave. Rico. Suave.
Woman that can handle a man like me. That's why I juggle two or three. I ain't wanna commit, you can omit that bit. You pop the question, that's it. A ver, un, dos, tres, cuatro mujeres. Y la situación, ahí no muere, no es un delito. Calmo mi apetito, con un llanto, un grito. So again, don't let my lyrics mislead ya. I don't love you, but I need ya. Would you rather have me lie, take a piece of your pie and say bye, or be honest and rub your thighs?
Rico, suave, rico, suave.
Your parents, huh, they're gonna love my appearance. Ding dong, el timbre suena. Tu madre abre, que vieja más buena. Le digo hola, pero no me para bola. ¿Qué se ha creído, vieja chola? Go and serve the food, mom, que tengo hambre. If you don't hurry, me va a dar un calambre. Y usted, señor, what's your chin on the floor? Cierra la boca, por favor. What's this, amor? These little huevos, esto sí que yo no pruebo. I'm used to good old-fashioned, homestyle Spanish cooking. If I try that, I'll be puking. Pleasure, but we got to go. Regresaremos temprano, 5, 6 o 7 de la mañana. Su hija está en buenas manos.
Rico. Suave. Rico. Suave.
Please, please, and Geraldo, or Geraldo, or something
Geraldo.
Like that. And a couple chart-topping cheesies, that being one of them, Rico Suave.
You know, it just sounds wrong when you say it like that.
thank you very much. And before that, the more humble Kermit and the Rainbow Connection. Those both hit the top 40 at one point. 1978, I believe, for The Muppet Movie and Kermit, and 1992 for Rico Suave.
Don't say it like that.
Sorry. Welcome. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please this week, brought to you by the letter R.
R. The thing is,
when you do that, you sound like a seal.
Anyway, I don't know. I was looking at the instructions from the letter R people, and they're not as fussy as some of the other letters, which is a good thing, because
yes,
all they say
is... There's a reason why we don't do letter Q.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're very fussy.
Oh, absolutely. But R is not a big deal. All we have to say, is the letter R as much as possible. So
yes,
there we go.
And we won't say what happened when the letter X tried to convince us to do them.
Oh, that was... we had to turn them down, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, geez, that's terrible. X's. No, we're focusing on R on the show this week.
Yes.
And one of the important things, and what we do a lot in our sponsor shows, is the word recycle. That's an R word.
Yes.
So we're playing...
And reuse.
Yes, reuse.
Another good... Reuse.
I forgot about that. And the whole thing is we're reusing and recycling some of the songs we played in the past.
Because they fit the theme.
Exactly.
And now you're going to play another one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Yes, I like this one.
The Court Jesters and Roaches?
No, the one before that.
Oh, yeah. Captain Picard of Star Trek. The Next Generation.
Singing.
A classic song from 1964. Seems very appropriate to actually have him sing it. Ringo. On?
Cheese, please.
They lie in boot hills all over the West. The gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Fellows like that coward that shot Bill Hickok. There's always ones like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down in the desert sand, clutching his six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, but under his heart was an ounce of lead. A spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo. Till the danger passed, the days went by, he mended fast. Then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. An hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took the law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. Sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." So at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo. Blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Music's orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Oh.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those
roaches. Oh, crawling up your floor.
Roaches.
Oh, boy, crawling in and out your door.
Roaches.
Oh, boy, eat your food and walk the floor.
With the court jesters and roaches.
My skin is crawling.
I'm sorry about that. But, you know, the reason I got tipped off on that when I was walking down the street one day, and I saw this pest control truck driving by. It was in the summer, so we was blasting this song. And
that's so weird.
And I waved him down. I said, what are you playing, boy? And he said, this song is like, that makes sense. I can understand why you like that. You're in pest control and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But my skin is still crawling.
I'm sorry. And before that, Patrick Stewart, or should I say Sir Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
Doing the classic Ringo as, well, not necessarily as Captain Picard, but
as himself.
Yes. And he had the authoritative sound that Lorne Greene, who did the original, certainly had as well.
Who was also a captain of some kind.
Yes, he was Captain Adama on the original Battlestar Galactica.
See, they have something else in common.
There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, brought to you this week by the letter R.
Can we do that in simulcast?
No, you know, I'm not making that noise.
No. Come on.
It's just the letter R.
There we go. And the letter R people are great. You know, all I have to say is the letter R over and over again. So if
it makes them happy.
If it gets a little annoying, I'm sorry. It's just, it's one show. You can come back. It won't happen next week. Right?
No. Next week we'll have something else crazy going on.
Yes. And we're focusing on now, we'll hear Burl Ives shortly with the Riddle song. But we're starting off Paul Frees. You may not know his name, but man, he played many cartoon voice characters on cartoons through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and decided to put an album out in the 1970s covering various hits of the time, including this one we've played multiple times over and over again in different versions.
It just appeals.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but this is the Paul Frees version. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Oh,
raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said, I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Play it again, Sam. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
But cannot walk, cannot walk or climb a stair. What has legs but cannot walk? The answer is a chair. What has a tongue but cannot talk, cannot say one word to you? What has a tongue but cannot talk? The answer is a shoe. I can ask you riddles you've never heard before, and every time you answer one, I can ask one more. What has a head but cannot think, cannot let one thought sink in? What has a head but cannot think? The answer is a pin. Now see if you know the answers. What has legs but cannot walk, cannot walk or climb a stair? What has legs but cannot walk? The answer is... What has a tongue but cannot talk, cannot say one word to you? What has a tongue but cannot talk? The answer is... Did you get the answers, or did they fool you then? If you would like another chance, won't you try again? What has a head but cannot think, cannot let one thought sink in? What has a head but cannot think? The answer is... has a head but cannot think, cannot let one thought sink in. What has a head but cannot think? The answer is a pin.
Cheese Please with Burl Ives and the Riddle Song in there. And before that, we had Paul Frees doing his best Humphrey Bogart impression. And raindrops keep falling on my head. Play it again,
Sam. In the contract, it said we have to say R a minimum of 18 times because it's the 18th letter of the alphabet, and I lost count. So I'm just adding a whole bunch here at the end.
R. I was kind of wondering what you were doing there.
Well, I think we're caught up now.
Are we caught up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking. My name is Snarter.
And I'm Daffodil, and this week's show, obviously brought to you by the letter R.
The great folks at the Letter R Company. We don't know exactly who they are, but...
or what they really do, and hopefully it's not like state secrets or something dangerous.
Yes,
because
yes.
Then it would be bad that we let them sponsor our show. Maybe they just make rainbow-colored candy.
Well, I didn't tell you, Daffodil, but I decided to decline the money.
Why?
Because I don't know where it's coming from.
That's the problem.
It could be some money laundering scam or something. So I did not. We're not getting paid for
maybe
this.
Maybe it's research.
Well, that could be too. But I thought it played safe and say, no, we're not taking any money.
Maybe they work in radio.
That could be too. But we're going to honor their agreement and our agreement in playing songs that are starting off with the letter R.
But we keep our integrity because we're no longer being paid.
Exactly. I said no to the money. So we're ending off our R show with Ring of Fire. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, and it's Sherry Elf doing Ring of Fire.
Oh, one thing, Daffodil.
Yes?
Our dog is named Braun. Should we call him Ralph this week?
No.
Okay. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Is a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flame went higher, and it
sample of the wacky